Blog Talk Radio.
Turn down the sound in the background. There I go rhyming. You hear me? Thank you. Welcome. We will continue talking about what we've been talking about. Black Friday, companies that are hiring during this holiday season and who possibility might be looking for permanent work, and most definitely Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, Black Thursday, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I like an advertisement that JCPenney has. It states, this is not verbatim, but it states that Thanksgiving is for thanking, not shopping. Therefore, we will be opening at 6 a.m. on Friday morning. You know, Thanksgiving is for thinking, not shopping. So we won't be seeing any JCPenney stores open on Thanksgiving evening. That was a pretty neat advertisement. But many will be. Many will be open Thanksgiving morning. Well, like I said, here's Talk That. This is Talk That Talk Tuesday. And here's Rihanna and Jay-Z.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. I need to get vaccinated. Here's Terry G representing Paris, France.
I realize all the love you bring to my life. After time, I realize nobody can take your place. You give me all when all is gone. Give me strength when I lose my faith. Open my eyes when I was blind. My heart broken when you don't listen. I want you back to me now, 'cause I need you for right now. Come back in my life right now, 'cause I can't live without you.
Good.
Terry G, representing Terry France. Man, he has some awesome videos also. So, wow. Yes, Terry G. Fantastic music. Yes, it is. If today is your birthday, you're sharing your birthday with our VP, Vice President Joe Biden. Yes, you are. He turns 70 today. Happy birthday, Mr. Vice President. Hope you have a fun Thanksgiving week, birthday week. My mother's birthday is Thursday. Kay Ballard, actress. Birthday is today also. She's 87. Estelle Parsons, actress, is 85. Dick Smothers, you know, comedian, Smothers Brothers. I love me some Smothers Brothers as a young girl. 74. Veronica Hamill, actress. History Blues, 69. Judy Woodruff, broadcast journalist, CNN, 66. Joe Walsh, rock singer, The Eagles. Richard Mansour, actor, One Day at a Time, 64. I remember him. Bo Derek, actress, 10, 56. Sean Young, actress, 53. Ming Na, actress, 49. Sabrina Lord, actress, Sports Night, 42. Joel McHale, Community, the 41 suit. He's 41. Marisha Ryan, actress, 38. Ashley Fink, actress, Glee, 26. Country singer Dierks Bentley, oh, he's so cool. He turns 37 years of age today. Happy birthday to you and our favorite celebrities and the Vice President of the United States, the re-elected Vice President, Mr. Joe Biden. And also on today, Robert F. Kennedy was born in Brookline, Massachusetts. 1789, New Jersey became the first state to ratify the Bill of Rights. 1789, New Jersey became the first state to ratify the Bill of Rights. 1910, a revolution broke out in Mexico. 1917, Robert C. Byrd, the longest-serving senator in U.S. history, was born Cornelius Cavan Sell, Jr. in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. 1945, 24 Nazi leaders went on trial before an international war crimes tribunal in Nuremberg, Germany. 1947, Britain's future queen, Princess Elizabeth, married Philip Mountbatten, Duke of Edinburgh in Westminster Abbey in London. Also, happy anniversary to the royal couple. Today is their anniversary. 1966, the musical Cabaret with music by John Kander and lyrics by Fred Ebb opened on Broadway. 1969, the Nixon administration announced a halt to residential use of the pesticide DDT as part of a total phase-out. 1975, Spain's General Francisco Franco died after nearly four decades of absolute rule. In 77, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat became the first Arab leader to address Israel's parliament. And in 1985, the first version of Microsoft's Windows operating system, Windows 1.0, was released. And in 1995, Princess Diana admitted during an interview broadcast on BBC TV that she had been unfaithful to Prince Charles. And in 2003, singer, the late Michael Jackson, was booked on suspicion of child molestation in Santa Barbara, California. He was later acquitted. Oh, that was such a sad time, was it not? For those of us who stood by him and believed that he was not guilty anyway, but those who think he was guilty, I guess it was not a sad time. But that was a sad time seeing someone who loved kids so much get mistreated in that matter. Yeah, I had seen earlier where a president was sending Hillary Clinton to Israel, and she's going to Israel, and I think she's going to Egypt soon. Oh, wow. And let's keep Robin Roberts in our prayers for her to recover quickly from that setback of that virus. She looked good yesterday, and I think she's going to be on Good Morning America this morning also. So, wow. But again, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm checking out a couple of Black Friday emails because I know some of you want to hear about what's going on. I hope you had signed up. For some reason, I have clicked on to the amazing... There are some crazy stories. There are some headlines from the New York Times. Four Southern California men charged with plotting to kill Americans. Paula Broadwell is filled with guilt and shame. Obama sending Hillary to the Middle East. Broadwell emails help Kelly, more sinister than previously reported. Cops looking for John Doe duffel bag in serial killer case. Indianapolis blast that killed two, ruined five homes, protest a homicide. Yeah, I heard that news. That was possibility a murder. Wow. And then Beckham is done with MLS after his next game. The next game next Saturday would be his last with his team, but not his career is not over. In the gossip news, New York Times, plan could turn pastors into takeout. Madonna selling Upper West Side Harper Lee Hall home for $23.5 million. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone moving to 2.5 Beverly Hills home. Ariel Winner's brother is not taking sides in family feud. Katie Holmes and daughter Suri takes the subway. Real Housewife Kim Zolciak rental match hits market. Katie, I watched Katie on Kelly and Michael yesterday. Awesome interview. Awesome interview. Cops looking for John Doe duffel bag in the serial killer case. I mentioned this yesterday, so... I think let's see what's going on with this this story, and then we'll go ahead and continue talking about who's hiring and Black Friday and Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, this is just a wonderful time. We should be thankful every day and all days and all times. But like J.C. Penney's new ad, Thanksgiving is for thanking, and we whatever way we choose to thank on Thanksgiving. Should be cool. This is from the New York Daily News, and this is about that serial killer who have murdered three Brooklyn shopkeepers already. John Doe duffel bag becomes primary person of interest as cops hunt serial killer in three murders of Brooklyn shopkeepers. The uniquely named suspect, so dubbed by police for the bag he is seen carrying, was one of four people captured by surveillance cameras Friday night near the Flatbush shop where Ramatola Vanderport, 78, was shot three times in the head and chest. And there's a picture of a guy with a mustache. And John Doe duffel bag has been sought by cops in relation to three murders. John Doe duffel bag, the mustache mystery man, police are trying to identify as they hunt a serial killer in three murders of Brooklyn shopkeepers. May have been filmed on surveillance video in two of the crimes, cops sources said. The uniquely named suspect, so dubbed by police, for the bag he's been carrying, was one of four people captured by surveillance cameras Friday night near the Flatbush shop where Ramatola Vanderport, 78, was shot three times in the head and chest. But this person looks a little different in the sketch. John Doe duffel bag has become the primary person of interest in the killing spree because the three others spotted on security tape, a man and a woman, were in an unrelated scuffle, and an older woman were not involved in the killing, police sources said. And John Doe duffel bag, a bald and white man, seemingly middle-aged, may also have been caught on a grainy video near the Benson Hurst shop where Isaac Kandar shot. Stabbed, August 6th, source said. The clothing worn by the man in both videos appears to match, the source said. Cops are looking for four people caught on surveillance in their investigation. A second source confirmed John Doe duffel bag appears in a video from a prior crime scene, but the source did not comment on whether it was video from the Kadar murder or video film near killing number one. Clothing boutique where owner Mohammed Jabeli, 65, was shot to death July 6th. The police sketch of the suspected killer, however, reveals a young-looking black man with closely cropped hair, who wears sunglasses, a description dramatically different from the duffel bag. That sketch is based on a description from a witness who saw a man lurking by the scene of the Kadar killing. Ballistic evidence has linked the three murders. Other than they say cops are looking for four people caught on surveillance video in this investigation that's showing another individual. In the New York PD's full court press to find the killer, detectives are revisiting all three crime scenes, looking for additional witnesses and other video. The NYPD Serial Killer Task Force now numbers about 80 investigators, including detectives with the Hate Crimes Task Force, who is trying to determine if the killer is Vanna Nupur was a Jew from Iran, Kadar was a Jew from Egypt, and Jabeli was an Egyptian Muslim. All possible indications the 22 caliber killer is targeting men of the Middle Eastern descent. The NYPD has asked the FBI to provide a criminal profiler to help enhance a personality sketch of the killer. He's a calculated, cunning killer who in each case picked mom-and-pop shops not equipped with their own surveillance cameras, the police force said. He always strikes near closing time and when stores are occupied by a lone worker. He also takes steps to shield the victim's bodies from being spotted by passerbyers after he takes their life. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said he has fielded calls from worried Jewish leaders, but thus far no evidence has been found to prove the killer is motivated by bias. We're not ruling anything out of the juncture, Kelly said. The possibility of a biased motive here is something that can't be excluded. The number 8 is part of the address of each store. Sources said that that appears to be mere coincidence. Joe Doe duffel bag was in fact captured on two security cameras in the Vadapur killing. One is two blocks from Shishi Vadapur's Flatbush Avenue boutique. The other is about 1.5 blocks away. The other three people captured on videos associated with that scene, including apparently elderly woman wearing glasses, who is known to police as Jane Doe Longco, has not been located. Then they're showing pictures of the gentlemen who appear to be nice gentlemen. But the other female person of interest, Jane Doe Greenjacket, contacted police shortly after seeing herself on the evening news Sunday. Cops said Kelly said it appears Jane Doe Greenjacket was seen running after apparently stealing perfume from a street vendor. The street vendor, the fourth person of interest known as John Doe Bubble Jacket, has not been located, sources said. Jane Doe Greenjacket, who is 24 and pregnant, not in hiding, according to a neighbor who described her as being fearful the killer would pay her a visit. She's afraid somebody might think she's snitching, the neighbor said. She only went to the precinct because she saw herself on TV. She just went in there and said, I don't have anything to do with it, she said. What if the killer sees my face on TV? And, wow. So, that's fashion news. That's shopping news because, you know, these are owners and also customers need to be careful also because so that is a person that, you know, that we're praying would be captured and getting taken off of the street because there's the owners, but then there's the customers also. So we want everybody, you know, to be safe. And that is something that we need to talk about also during this holiday season is safety when shopping. So I was just posting this article on Facebook and tweeting it out and stuff like that. So since I had mentioned it and since it's saying like they're, you know, they're sharing more information, I just said, let me go ahead and I'll read this. And it is, this is retail news because it is regarding owners of retail establishments, of three boutiques. So I put this article on Facebook, and also I'm sharing it on Tumblr. And when I share on Tumblr, it's going everywhere. So my LinkedIn page, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, it's going everywhere. Because I have my Tumblr blog site connected to all of my social networking pages. Okay, now this is an email that I have, and this is, oh my God, this is very interesting. There's a question, and many of you probably can relate to this. Are you spending too much of your life at work? And I will share this with you. I always seem to get interesting emails when I'm on air. And this is an email that I've gotten while I'm on air. And the question is, are you spending too much of your time, life at work? And it's not long, so that's why I don't mind sharing it. In the economy, especially if it is easy to get wrapped up in what's going on at work and get totally focused on your job, that may be good for your career, but it may not help the other parts of your life. I think most of us want a well-balanced life, right? It's very important for managers to maintain a balance between work and the rest of their lives and make sure their people do the same. And there's an article called The Article, The Employee Benefits as a Management Tool, begins with a quote from Brian G. Dyson, former president and CEO of Coca-Cola Enterprises, titled Glass Balls and Rubber Balls. And the writer of this article regarding management, F. John Ray, the one who asked, are you spending too much of your life at work, he recommends us to read that, Employee Benefits as a Management Tool. And because it's about living a well-balanced life, and also read work-life balance tips and techniques. So I'm sharing this article right now, and you can click on the article title and go ahead and read that. Since I don't have much time, I won't go all in detail, but if you read it and click on it, I'm posting this on Facebook and I'm also tweeting it out. And how are you guys coming along with being ready for the holiday season? If you're spending it alone or just a couple of people, a lot of people, you're organizing and everything is going good. I pulled out Christmas ornaments this last night, this morning. So, I know some people already have everything set up because they don't have time to be doing Christmas stuff. They're going to shop, right? I know. So I'm just checking out a couple articles that I might need to share before going any farther. Walmart sent in emails. Of course, different fashion designers have been sending emails. Neiman Marcus. They have their fine lineup. They've sent information also regarding what's going on. BlackFriday.com is saying, why wait for Black Friday when you can start shopping on great deals now? Mac Mall's 36-hour pre-Black Friday blowout sale is going on. Those of you that have a Mac Mall, what is the brand? Yeah, Mac Mall is having their, Then Walgreens have hot gift items. Home Depot is offering Black Friday prices now. Cabela's pre-holiday sale is happening. And, of course, stores like Amazon, Kohl's, Sony, Walmart, Best Buy, Target, Sears, Consumer, Adele, Kmart, Macy's, Zappos. Those are all stores that are having Black sale prices right now. And also stores that where we have talked about that are hiring also. And then there's an article, those of you that love to invest and like to know what's going on with the stocks. They said with Black Friday coming at the end of this week, Kent Thune wrote this, I thought it was timely and noteworthy to see how stocks have performed year to date, especially post-election, mid-fiscal cliff anxiety, and pre-holidays. How do you think the S&P 500 has performed thus far in 2012? To get the decline in value, break even, single digit gains at best. Okay, he goes on to say that stocks are still in the black right now as we are approaching my article's coming up. With this is Kent Thune. Stocks still in the black for a year, gearing up for strong holidays. With Black Friday coming at the end of this week, this is what he wrote. I thought it timely and noteworthy to see how stocks have performed year to date, especially post-election, mid-fiscal cliff anxiety, and pre-holidays. How do you think the S&P 500 has performed thus far in 2012? Would you guess a decline in value, break even, single-digit gains at best. How about none of the above? From the opening price of the first trading day of the year, January 3rd, to the close of the market, November 19, 2012, the S&P 500 index has risen in price 10.28%. This impressive gain includes a recent decline of roughly 6% in past months in the wake of a cliffhanger presidential election and heightened worries over the fiscal cliff of 2013. Stocks have received a 2.00 boost this week by increasing confidence that a deal will be struck in Congress to avert the fiscal cliff. Also, investors know that the biggest linchpin of the economy, the housing market, is consistently showing signs of recovery. Adding to the potential for short-term good news, Congress is out of session for the remainder of the week, and one of the best years in recent retail history is about to kick off on Black Friday. Perhaps a lesson to be learned by observing year-to-date market performance is that market timing is difficult in this environment, and the buy-and-hold model is still best for the average investor. The bullish technical analysts are happy to be above 1380 on the S&P 500 again, and the fundamental investors are happy to see historically low P.E. ratios on stock valuations. At the moment, there seems to be good deals for all shoppers to begin the 2012 holiday season. So I know some of you like that. So that's like optimistic information right there. So putting that out on Facebook and on Twitter. And again, I'm wishing you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving day, week. And if you're traveling, or wishing you safe travels also. So, wow. So I just wanted to share that. And after this next song, we will talk about what we've been talking about, seasonal work and Thanksgiving holiday, the holiday season, and other entertainment and lifestyle news. I know I sound pretty mellow, huh? I still count pretty mellow. And I'm so grateful and thankful to have you as a listener and a supporter also. So thank you and God bless. It's, I mean, I get so giddy when it's the holiday season. I really do. Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you.
quiet days, spreading eerie love. Wow, the guys sent me a message the other day. Thank you so much, guys. Love your music. Can't wait to return to the show to let us know what's going on with you this holiday season and what are your big, big plans for 2013. It's Dread Days. Can't wait to hear the new music. Here is something from the Huffington Post. Holiday Hiring: How to Find the Best Seasonal Employees. The holiday season brings not only holiday cheer and giving, but also upwards of 700,000 seasonal jobs. And this is just published yesterday. If you're one of the many employers hiring seasonal and temporary employees this year, you may receive more than a handful of applications. With so many jobs available during the holiday season, the unemployed and underemployed are expected to flock to these new jobs in hopes they might turn into full-time opportunities down the road. And that's what we've been talking about, right? As an employer, you might be thinking the same thing, and this is coming from the employer perspective. But sometimes selecting the most qualified temporary job candidates can be particularly time-consuming and difficult. The volume and quality of your applicants varies between temporary and full-time job candidates. You also have other questions to consider. Do you plan on hiring anyone full-time later? How many positions are strictly temporary, and how many could use expansion? How will you select temp to perm employees? As you can see, hiring seasonal employees takes the same, if not more, time and consideration as hiring permanent full-time employees. Here are some practical strategies for selecting seasonal employees this holiday season and determining who to keep once the holidays are over. Start looking early for the best employees. And this is good on both sides because, you know, we're talking about from the job seeker perspective, but this is coming from the job, the person who's hiring you perspective. And it's good for job seekers to know what employers they're looking for. Therefore, you know, play up your part. Start looking early for the best employees and have a plan to manage incoming applicants. Most companies already have this seasonal hiring underway. And as the saying goes, the early bird gets the worm. If you want to have the best seasonal employees, get to them first by starting your seasonal hiring early. But if you're like most employers this holiday season, you'll be faced with more applicants than you know what to do with. If this is the case, consider using video interviews. That is so true, because I worked in management before of a specialty store at, you know, merry-go-round. And I know when it would come holiday season, we would be bombarded with applications, and like you really have to determine who's best. And now in this day and time, because that was in the 90s, in this day and time, my goodness, you know, you really have to. It's something. Wow, I can imagine it's an easy task and it's not an easy task. Because you have so many applications and so many people to schedule an interview with are not. And this is something. Let me continue reading this article, though. And if you like most employers this holiday season, you'll be faced with more applicants than you know what to do with. If this is the case, consider using video interviews to manage your seasonal applicants. A lot of people do like video resumes, saving you time and money because your candidates will answer questions on video on their own time, not yours. If you don't feel like they're an ideal fit for your company, you don't have to conduct a one-on-one conversation. Even if the employee only stays temporarily, don't forget to look for company fit. Regardless of your situation, your employer brand and company culture are important to maintain. Why add someone to your team, even if only temporarily, who doesn't fit? Especially when hiring for retail or customer service jobs this holiday season, you want to look for a candidate who will uphold your brand and the customer experience. But the best part of this is if you do end up hiring seasonal workers permanently, you'll already have the perfect pool of workers from which to choose. Don't let the seasonal job title fool you. Long-term potential is important even when hiring temporary workers. Blast to the past. Give past applicants a trial run with seasonal work. If you're overwhelmed by the volume of seasonal applicants, consider looking through past applicants first. Have you ever had a few great applicants in the past few months, but just didn't hire them because someone else was a better fit at the time? Offer these past job candidates as a seasonal position as a trial run. This is a great way to sidestep a portion of the hiring process while giving applicants already interested in your company a chance. Consider employees willing to learn and train in new areas. Due to our uncertain job market, many seasonal job applicants are likely looking for permanent employment out of their seasonal work. What this means for you is the workers you do hire seasonally will be giving their all, hopefully, in trying to impress management, what we've been talking about. But you must shift through the suck-ups and identify temporary workers who also have a good attitude, and that goes back to what Deb Shepard was talking with us about a couple weeks ago. Remember when Deb Shepard called in and he said it's all about having a good attitude? And workers also have a good attitude and are willing to learn new skills. These are the employees who can be shipped to other departments or sections of your business post-holiday season. Holiday hiring has benefits for both you and the job seeker if planned properly. But it's important to remember that holiday hiring isn't going to be a permanent boost to the unemployment rate either, unless employers are collectively plan to add a significant number of permanent jobs post-holiday season, unemployment will increase again. But in the meantime, holiday hiring is properly and strategically can certainly facilitate the transition from season to permanent employee. What strategies do you use when hiring temporary seasonal employees? How do you determine if they are a great permanent fit? And again, you can tweet Josh Tolan at Twitter at SparkHire. Josh Tolan is the CEO of SparkHire, a video-powered hiring network that connects job seekers and employers through video resumes and online interviews. Connect with him and SparkHire on Facebook and also on Twitter. And I'm tweeting it out and putting it on Facebook, and also I'll Google Plus it out also. But I have to move on. I don't want to slow down the momentum. But I figured that was pretty interesting and important to know. And there's a little bit more info to share with you also. Okay. Retail season, here's back to the, this is another article that was published on yesterday. Retail, this is from TribToday.com, the Valley's first online newspaper. And let's see. I'm always being noticed in different parts of the country. So I want to find out exactly what state I'm in. TribToday.com. Ohio. Okay. Retail season hiring trends up. And they have a Jackson in Ohio. A center in North Jackson uses seasonal workers. And they're saying that retailers nationwide are stocking their stores with more than just merchandise for the holiday season. Nationwide, retailers are expected to hire 585,000 to 625,000 seasonal workers this holiday season, according to estimates by the National Retail Federation. At least one nationwide human resources survey indicated this year could be the highest number of seasonal hirings the U.S. has had in recent years. The study conducted in late summer by CareerBuilder, a human resources expert, showed that 36% of retailers plan to have extra hands on deck around the holidays this year, compared to only 29% in 2011. As an increase in consumer confidence is helping to fuel the best seasonal hire the U.S. has seen in recent years, said Matt Ferguson, CEO of CareerBuilder. While the bulk of seasonal recruitment falls within the retail space, companies across the industries are hiring for wide ranges of positions to support their business operations as they wrap up the year. You know, we talked about that last Tuesday. All indications nationally are that companies are hiring more and paying more. Officials at Things Remember Fulfillment Center in North Jackson, Ohio, I'm assuming, a big local seasonal employer, were expected to follow that trend with expectations to have more seasonal workers this year than in 2011. The North Jackson Warehouse Distribution and Call Center is the only fulfillment center for the nationwide retailer known for engraving personalized gifts. Things Remembered Human Resources Generalist Barbara Nieswanger said the company began hiring a seasonal help in September and was still completing those hires in recent weeks. Overall, the company was hoping to add about 250 holiday season employees. They were working until after Christmas in January, Nieswanger said. There's a short layoff, and then we start bringing people back in March for March to July period. Okay, here's a fact box. Job hunting tips. It might not be too late to land one of those seasonal retail jobs. I've been being notified and have updated my profile and sent a recent resume to, like, hiring manager J.C. Penney and a couple others. You know, I like this time of year. I like working and dealing with the public during the holiday season and also being a team player. It might not be too late to land one of those seasonal retail jobs. The Better Business Bureau Youngstown offered these tips to help land a seasonal job. Do research ahead of time. Find out which companies are offering seasonal employment opportunities and whether that would be a place you would like to work. You can go to, well, here, so this is a local paper in Ohio that I'm reading. You can go to youngstownbb.org. And that's not, ironically, that is something that I had been checking out, the WBB.org. I'm in Mississippi, so Mississippi has an org, and I was checking out the Texas, Dallas BB.org. But you can go to youngstownbb.org to find additional information on the company, including consumer complaints about the company and other details. Be suspicious of too good to be true job offers that could be fake. Yeah, because I know our local BB.org was warning people about a too good to be true job offer for mystery shoppers. And they were like, beware of this mystery shopping scam. And it was all about this mystery so-called scam. There's a lot of legitimate mystery shopping companies out there, but there was some company out there that wasn't legit that was out there scamming people with this job offer to be a mystery shopper. And so that was very interesting. And I know about that also. Because I had been contacted, and I was like, this is too weird, you know. So it is the Better Business Bureau is definitely there to provide you with information. And all of them in each and every state in most cities have a Facebook page also. So find your local BBB.org Facebook page also and like that page. Because that's where I saw that information about the Mr. Shop is Scamming job offer, which I'm familiar with, and I let them know, hey, I know about that, you know. But they just let people know, be wary about that, even though it's a legitimate mystery shopping companies out there. Okay. Do research ahead of time. Find out which companies are offering seasonal employment opportunities and whether that would be a place you would like to work. Go to youngstown.bbb.org. Find additional information on the company, including consumer complaints about the company and other details. Be suspicious of too good to be true job offers. They could be fake. Never give your personal information by thoroughly researching the company first. Work where you shop. Employees want applicants that know their products well. So if you frequently shop at certain stores, chances are you know a lot about the company and the merchandise they sell. This will make you an attractive choice because they may not have to spend as much time and money training you. Be available and flexible. Holiday hiring managers are drawn to candidates who will be available and have a flexible schedule. Seasonal employees will likely find themselves working long, inconvenient hours and often on holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. Put your best foot forward. Job hunters need to dress their best and be prepared for the interview. This includes being familiar with the company's brand and its products. Retail job hunters in particular need to focus on impressing potential employees with their customer service skill set, which is a must when dealing with stressed shoppers, long checkout lines, and holiday returns. And again, that's from the Better Business Bureau right there, the tips. Ms. Wagner said the spring-summer employment covers the company's second-largest sales period. The spring gift-giving seasons for things like graduations, Mother's Day, and Father's Day, and weddings. While Ms. Wagner said the seasonal work can provide a good opportunity for a secondary or primary job, the company does look to the seasonal workers to recall for the next season or to retain for permanent positions when needed. On the retail end, more than 600 seasonal-member stores nationwide and in Canada also are adding seasonal help, but that is done at each individual location. Seasonal help is also on the rise at other retailers around the area and across the nation. Now, Best Buy General Manager Ryan Molish said his store likewise has been hiring seasonal help and, in fact, still has some positions left to fill. Molish declined to say how many employees the store is adding, but said it falls into corporate guidelines set by the company. Each new and existing employee undergoes extensive training on electronic gadgets and products so they are ready and knowledgeable to help customers once the rush begins. So that was an interesting article and interesting information also. So, wow. And again, that's from TribToday.com. So that's good. Excuse me for pausing. Going to the switchboard again. A lot of fun shows are on right now also. So when you finish listening to Talk That Talk Tuesday with Coach Chuck Entertainment Report, stick around and check out some of the other amazing shows here at blogtalkradio.com also. Thank you. Barnes. And when I say friend, I mean friend. We grew up in the same neighborhood. We grew up together. And I just recently celebrated a birthday also, but she will be on the show today also. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she works at the show also, but she will be on the show. So big shout out and congrats to her. Can't wait. I'm super excited. So this is so awesome. So I can't wait. Her name is Monica Barnes, and she will be on Steve Harvey show today. It airs at 2 p.m. here in Jackson, Mississippi. But if you all visit steveharvey.com, I believe, and then check your local listings and see where it airs in your area.
This is the Cashmere Masterpiece.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Tonight. Yeah, tonight, for real.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone. Southwest, welcome to a fly world. Through the way, clear the board, see the stakes, chips the board. This is magic, black hammers, black rabbits. Out the hat, figure that, to figure this a nigga it. Nothing else to think about. I'm sitting here, I'm airing out of my face. My plate is sitting full, pedaling up. Flow like medicine, I keep pedaling up. Get it in. Tonight we about to somersault. The way we about to run it off and navigate out of state. I'm not fly, that yay. Just break the re-break. Scratch like the sweepstakes and bring it back like rebate. Yeah. Down like the late grades, a way different pedigree. I'm sort of hard to intake. Mean that literally, the kid just killed a beat. A whole nother entity, it's kind of hard to figure me.
You know? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone.
The galaxy, put together masterpieces in your face, battling down south, Catalan pounds with my mans on them. Hit me on the chirp again to piggyback to work again. All at it, all on it. Push till the stars are open. Niggas talk, I'm really on it. Really fly, fly zone, and I'm on it. I could kiss the sky, nigga. Water weight, brick pounds. I could clear the car, nigga. Yeah.
I can clear the card, nigga. Either way, the dice shake. Slow comatose in a boy satellite fly. Welcome to my world, nigga. Next play, the best play. I get them for the low, nigga.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly
representing Film Mode, San Francisco. Visit him on Facebook and Instagram. And his music is awesome. I've loved his music since forever. He was my first YouTube friend. And I fell in love with his music immediately. What an awesome, awesome, awesome talent he is.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your pieces all. I was down, you were there. To what fell out.
I was
Some people tell me I got great legs to figure out why you make me bad. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Love that song. Man, oh man, from 82 to now. That was Prince live in Australia. So again, thank you to my Australian friends. Hook me up via SoundCloud. That right there. Thank you, my friends in Australia. They invited me to a New Year's Eve party. I would love to resume traveling, period, and international travel. I know when I do start international traveling, I must go to Australia. But my friends in the UK and in Paris, and you've got to come here first. But shout out. What's today? Tuesday. That means Ebony Empress comes on later on. Today, 8 p.m. UK time and 4 p.m. The standard time and 5 East Coast time. So remember, Ebony Empress Real Talk airs on Tuesdays, and her show Marriage Endgame airs on Thursdays. So I just want to shout out Ebony Empress. I really appreciate her support. She's an amazing host here at blogtalkradio.com. Before Prince, you heard INX. I love that group from the 80s. I mean, I love me some Bon Jovi, some INX, Journey. Don't get me started talking about the 80s. But really, I did love that band. I would still play more of their music also. But here's my friend Mark Mills covering Little Red Corvette. And, you know, Prince is dropping new music on Thursday, Rock and Roll Love Affair, that many of you heard him perform on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And I was networking with my Purple Peeps and the various, you know, Prince groups, Prince lover music groups on Facebook, and they're still upset about music being pulled and pages being shut down because they're posting Prince videos that are being filmed at Prince concerts and so on. So just, you know, but like I said yesterday, my mom, and you know, I mentioned to my mom, I was like, Prince doesn't have a website up, and she was like, that's probably why Prince doesn't want people putting stuff up. So I'm almost more than sure, you know, that Prince is probably putting a new website in the works. Hopefully, because I like I said before, I love the PaisleyPark.net website he had for Paisley Park Studios for those of us that, you know, like would like to record there and practice at Paisley Park Studios. And then also it be cool for him to have a website where lovers of his music and those that he worked with can intermingle, and he can post, and if people can post, you know, music and videos, and also those that want to post can post on that site. Because some celebrities have some awesome websites where their supporters and lovers of their music and fans can interact and post their own music and videos. So, but you know, many are upset and bothered, but they don't want to get in trouble. Also, yeah, I definitely want to get in trouble. You know. But you know, they were expressing that, you know, we love him so much, and we just want to, you know, post and so. But they are, well, many of them, from what I was reading, understand the legality of it also. So I just wanted to share that because I know many are listening. We'll probably have a show where you all will hear the real, I'm talking about the real diehard Prince supporters. You know, I've talked about inviting, like, those that collect Prince material. You know, the real collectibles, I'm talking about the true collectors on the show. And I love listening and checking out and playing cover tunes by a Prince and artists that are of the Minneapolis sound. And also, there are some amazing cover bands and also, I guess, Prince impersonators out there. Also, amazing talents out there. So just loving it. You know, we're just having a purple party, and we really want him to accept the nomination for getting a star also, because it's really time, for past time, for Prince to get that Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Just like I'm repeating, it's like a broken record. Y'all know I love vinyl, so I'm sounding like a broken record. And that's one thing that's so cool about Prince's release this Thursday. But I think it's going to be released in Europe first on Thursday. But it's not only, he's dropping 12-inch vinyl. And that is something. Now, I don't consider myself a big collector. You all would think I would be, huh? But there's one thing I do love are my 12-inches, my 12-inch Prince music. And I can't wait to get my hands on Rock and Roll Love Affair music set, to be honest. I just wanted to share that. But I just wanted to share that because this is a good outlet to voice what's going on and to share what's going on. And I know members of MPG listen and Prince listen and Purple Peeps listen. And you also remember about a few weeks ago, the Dr. John called in talking about his experience of visiting Paisley Park Studios for a private party. Live right there close to Paisley Park. So it's all about us networking, effectively networking, and I'm quite sure that more than likely Prince is going to set up a website where Purple Peeps can interact with one another, plus interact, and he'll post videos. I'm just vibing that. No one has told me this, but I'm feeling that. And I'm feeling that he will construct a new Paisley Park Studios website also, because I thought that one was so awesome also. I mean, it would take you on an actual virtual tour of Paisley Park Studios, the various studios, the foyer, the lounge areas, the soundstage area. Just awesome. But I just wanted to share that, okay, because we're in the midst of this purple campaign, and you know, like, okay, what's really going on? But Here's Mark Mills, Little Red Corvette.
By the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden leg. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and believing faith. I guess I must be done trying to park a foot before I say children some more than but it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, that's gonna last. Get the shit close my eyes. We drove me to the place where your horses were free. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah.